You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Presented by the Salvation Army, this Christmas you're invited to join our fight for the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or visit SalvationArmyUSA.org to donate.
Most interesting thing in tech? Star Wars! It's coming soon. As you may have heard, this is the last in a series of 9 films from the original. It's coming very shortly. It's called The Rise of Skywalker. It'll either be good or it will be bad. But what's super interesting is how they're advertising right now. They pulled off a brilliant stunt just the other day. There was a scene from the new movie. It involves Rey mind-controlling some stormtroopers. She says, "We're allowed to be here." And then they have their brains warped and they say, "She's allowed to be here." It's much like that famous Obi-Wan scene where he says, "These are not the droids you're looking for." It's a wonderful stunt of Star Wars. It shows that the new movie is calling back to the first movie. But it also shows something else. A, people at Disney are brilliant at marketing. But B, people at Epic Games too. This is great for Fortnite, to have this highly sought-after advertisement inside the gaming platform. And it's not the first time they've done that. Remember, it was just this fall that they pulled off that batso wild stunt where they shut the whole thing down and made it seem like Fortnite was disappearing into a black hole, which then led to just a whole bunch of people talking about the new season of Fortnite and wondering when it was going to go back on and following the corporate PR Twitter account so they could learn more about it. Clearly, it's a company that has done a good job building a game and has done a good job building buzz. So, will this be the future of advertising for films? Maybe. Maybe advertising will migrate from television into video games more than we've already seen. My guess, though, part of what makes this neat is the novelty. The second time a film puts a particular scene into Fortnite, it won't cause quite as much buzz. It won't be so exciting. But I don't know. Maybe it is the whole new future of advertising. Anyway, I'm taking my little kids to go see The Rise of Skywalker. I'll see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.